Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. While I prepare this preaching, I'm on a retreat for myself for 10 days in silence. No preacher, no director, in silence. I'm in an incredible place, perfect for my kind of retreat. I'm looking out my window at two mountain peaks, still covered with snow. It's mid-July. The temperature is in the 90s. Very, very unusual here for it to be in the 90s for more than 1 or 2 days. It's been that way for a week. But the height of the mountains keep it dry. Behind the house where I'm staying is a freezing cold creek. It goes way up to some other mountain peak, but not even the sturdiest hiker has made it to the creek's source. This holy place is called Queen of Peace Convent, a contemplative Dominican community. It's in the upper Squamish Valley, British Columbia. A few mountains over from here is where the 2012 Olympic Winter Games were held. It's majestic. I think it's already affecting what I plan to say in this preaching. I thank you, God of heaven and earth. Now, that's a good start. It takes me back to charismatic days where always, always you began. You began prayer and continued prayer with praise and thanksgiving. It's Jesus' prayer, beginning, yes, with praise and thanksgiving to his Father, Abba, Lord God of heaven and earth, all the universe. Praise and thanksgiving already in your heart. It's like that line of Jesus to St. Augustine, you would not even seek me if you had not already found me. Or what Jesus said last week in one of the Gospels, do not worry about how you are to speak, for what you are to say is already within you. It is not you who speak, but the Spirit speaking through you. So it's reason to give praise and thanksgiving to God, and doubly so because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to the little ones. Does this then remind you something of the wisdom tradition, the wisdom of God, which reverses the expectation of the world? The hidden things of God, the divine mysteries that saints and scholars seek, these are not revealed to the worldly wise, to those who get caught up in their own knowledge and as a result are quite self-sufficient and egotistical. Instead, these hidden things of God are revealed to the little ones, who are unself-conscious, who are dependent on others, and so are receptive and open to learning from others, and who are eager to believe. So the kind of wisdom they're talking about comes from experiential knowledge, from the school of life, the school of experience, the school of hard knocks. And when Jesus talks about knowing another person, it's the kind of knowledge that comes from walking a mile in the other's sandals, as our Canadian First Nation wisdom teaches. It's to share the ups and downs, the joys and sufferings, the weakness and the strength of the other person. It's heart knowledge, not head knowledge. It's what the philosopher Pascal said, the heart has reasons that the mind knows not. You who are listening to this reflection, you know what I mean. Have you ever accompanied a person out of love through an illness or grief or fear? You might not gain the knowledge of a medical doctor or a psychoanalyst, but you know that person. You have experiential knowledge. And that, my friends, is like the wisdom of God. And it is gained only through love, presence, compassion. The next line in the gospel for today states that the unique and exclusive mutual knowledge of Father and Son, it says no one really knows the Son except the Father, and no one really knows the Father except the Son. Granted, they are divine persons within the Trinity. I think even this has less to do with cognitive conceptual knowledge, which would completely leave out the little ones, but rather more of the lovely, compassionate encounter where Jesus invites. Come to me, I want you to rest in my gentle and humble heart, he says. There you will know and experience my Father's love. And so, my friends, I think the invitation that Jesus gives to know him and to know the Father includes that essential part of their being, to experience divine love, to enter into the very heart of God, to experience their compassion. It cannot be experienced with the mind only, but must be with the heart. Thank you, Lord, God of heaven and earth, that you have revealed these things to your little ones.